All right, as promised, we're joined right now by a linebacker for the 49ers. He is an All-Pro. He is a Pro Bowler. Check these numbers out. 125 tackles, 7 quarterback hits, 2 INTs, 2 fumble recoveries, a forced fumble this past season. Led the team in tackles. Tied for PFF's highest single-season coverage grade by a linebacker since 2017. Winner of the Len Eshmont Award and the Bill Walsh Award. 70th pick overall in 2018 at BYU. San Francisco coming off a 6-10 season. Fred Warner is my guest. Fred, good to have you back. How are you, Fred?
I'm outstanding, Jim. Thanks for having me on, man.
Always good to talk to you, Fred. So bring me up to date. You're coming off an amazing year. I just read the stats. From a team standpoint, Fred, obviously a little bit more challenging, and the season did not end the way you would have hoped. How have you gotten after the offseason? Are you kind of relaxing, laying out, or are you already at work and back on your grind?
Yeah, I had to take a little time off, you know, just reflect over the season, rest the body, you know, just to make sure I'm getting my mind right heading into you know, getting a great offseason of work in, and that's what I'm doing now. You know, I'm back full go into it, trying to really dial in all the details of my everyday just regimen, and hoping that I can take that next step in my career.
All right, so I mentioned the numbers. You had a great, great year, All-Pro, Pro Bowl. In terms of taking that next step, what does that look like to you, your next step, and what are you working on?
Well, I mean, just overall consistency. You know, I played at a high level this past season, but you know, what are ways, just trying to find ways to really improve and improve the guys around me, being a leader for this team and, you know, ultimately trying to get that prize at the end of it, which is the Super Bowl. You know, that's my number one goal. The All Pros, the Pro Bowls, those are all great. And, you know, just to earn that respect, it's such an honor and it's very humbling. But, at the end of the day, I want that Lombardi. So, just finding ways to get guys together, or figure out ways where I could help any way that I can. That's what I'm trying to look for right now.
We're talking to Fred Warner, so I hear what you're saying. The individual honors are great, but it's about the ring. It's about the ultimate prize. When you've been to a Super Bowl and you've had that taste, how painful is it then not to go get that taste back?
Oh, man, so painful, it's especially when you don't even have a shot at getting it. You know, we didn't make the playoffs this past season, and so watching every week after the regular season ended, it was just torture, you know, especially coming off of a year where we made it to the Super Bowl. We didn't win. That was painful in itself, but not even have a shot, that really hurt. So there was a lot of things out of our control. I'm not going to sit here and make a ton of excuses, but there's a lot of things that we can clean up and get fixed, and we will, and we have to, in order to get back to that spot where we want to be.
We're talking to Fred Warner. You know, Fred, I know you're not going to use it as an excuse, but everybody knows how banged up that team was last year. I talked to a number of your teammates over the course of the year, and I was so impressed with the way that even though you guys lost man after man after man, nobody complained and everybody kept fighting and everybody kept battling no matter what was going on. Like, nobody packed it in. And even when the team had to move to Arizona, how do you explain that mentality and what was that process like for you?
Well, yeah, I think that's just what the type of guys that we have in the building, right? The culture of everybody having each other's back, you know, protecting the team, and regardless of the situation, it's always next man up. You know, that's what the NFL is. There's always going to be injuries and different things that happen, but it happened to the highest degree, I guess, for us this past season. And it was a credit to our guys and our coaching staff of helping guys prepare each week to get ready. There was always a different lineup, it seemed, every week of guys on the field and who were the starters. So, you know, I think that's the thing that everybody has to focus on going into this offseason, is how can they prepare their bodies to the utmost degree to make sure that we're healthy going into the next season. And obviously there are things that you just are out of your control, but just limiting as many of the little factors that we can.
Fred Warner's joining us. So you know that guys are going to go down. That's part of the game. Also, you know that when you come back the following year, there are going to be guys that were in the locker room that no longer are. As an example, Richard Sherman's going to be a free agent. He said that he had a conversation with John Lynch where they both acknowledged that he probably would not be back with the team next year. So what will this defense be like without Richard Sherman, both as a player and a person?
Yeah, free agency is just such a crazy deal, right? You know, every year there's so much turnover. And just from me looking at, you know, how the team has changed over the years, I mean, the cultures remain the exact same. You know, we've kept a great foundation, and the cultures remain the same, but there's always a different locker room every year. You know, with Richard, I'm obviously he said different things and had several conversations with the team. You know, I don't know what's official and what's not yet, but just speaking on Rich and, the impact that he's had on me, you know, as a player and just growing into my game. He's helped me all along the way, and we've had so many deep conversations about, you know, just being a leader and about ball and about life. And, you know, I can't say how much that means to me and how just valuable those conversations were. So if he is moving on to a different team, that, you know, that is a big loss, but that's just another opportunity for guys to step up, you know, just such as myself, just to take on that leadership role and that player that he was, the player in person he was in our locker room. So, you know, Richard is an outstanding human being, and if he is moving on, then we'll miss him.
We're talking to Fred Warner. You know, Fred, in terms of approach, John Lynch was talking about how you practice. Kyle Shanahan says the phrase he actually uses is intentional practice when it comes to the way you go about your business. Lynch says nobody embodies that more than you. So what does that mean, intentional practice, and what's your mindset when you hit the practice field?
Well, yeah, before going out on the practice field, I'm always going out there with a goal in mind. What do I want to accomplish for the day? And it's never just, you know, put on the pads, well, it's just another day. It's so easy to get caught up in just a simple routine of putting on your pads, going out there, just going through the motions, and you're not going to get any better doing that. I think what has allowed me to progress at such a fast rate is going out there and really having, like you said, intention. I go out there and I'm like, okay, today I'm going to practice on punching the ball out, or I'm going to work on tracking the near hip when I'm coming to balance to make a tackle. Just little things like that. It might seem small, but those small things add up over time, you know, because we do have so much practice time out there throughout the year. Or, I mean, honestly, not a lot of practice time, so you really got to utilize the practice that you do get. And that's what's helped me so much in my game, and learning that from different vets who've come along the way, such as like Malcolm Smith and Quan and guys like that, and also having a tremendous linebacker coach like D'Amico. Just those guys really embedded that into me, because I didn't come into the league just knowing those things right away, right? It's taken guys helped me along the way.
Fred Warner joining me for a few more moments. Fred, before I let you go, and I appreciate what you just said about the vets who came before you, let me flip you to the other side of the ball, because there's been some speculation, some rumors, some reports about Jimmy Garoppolo's future. I know you're focused on your work and what you can control, but what is your reaction when you hear the speculation and reports about Jimmy G?
Well, I mean, there's always going to be rumors and different reports every year, right, of different things that are going on within a team. And when the quarterback position is the most important one on the team, you know, that's my opinion. Obviously, that's going to be probably the biggest rumor going around. And there's a lot of rumors going around multiple teams with that position. And the thing with Jimmy is he's our guy. He's the leader. He's one of the leaders of this team. And he's going to continue to get better. I think he's only had one year where he's been able to stay healthy fully. So I know he's just going to continue to try and improve upon that. But he continues to get better and better. The arm talent is there. Everything that you want in a franchise quarterback is there. So, you know, I'm just looking forward to him continuing to get better. And us as a team, we're going to continue to ride with him and do whatever we can to improve the team.
Say, one last question for you. Earlier in the season when you were playing the Patriots, Tony Romo was calling the game, and he said, quote, you're an all-pro in every sense of the word. He also called you, quote, the best linebacker in ball. Really, really high praise. What's that feel like to hear that? And do you feel like at this point you are now the best linebacker in ball?
Man, it felt really surreal, honestly, when I first heard about it. You know, just a guy like Tony Romo to have such high praise for me, and just kind of seeing that I'm starting to get some of that recognition around the league. You know, all I've ever wanted was that respect, right? And now looking at where I'm sitting at in the league and the guys around me just, you know, having the most all-pro votes out of linebackers this past season and doing things at a high level, all I really want to do is maximize my own ability, right? It's not about trying to compare myself to the rest of the league. I want to maximize what I can get out of myself. And I think if I do that and I focus on continuing to get 1% better every single day, then the product I'm going to put on the field is going to be exactly what I'm hoping for and what the team needs out of me. So that's what I'm looking forward to doing today, you know, and then tomorrow and then the next day. So
yeah, I love that mentality, actually. Like, so how are you going to get better today? If we're talking about a normal off-season day, you hang up the phone, you're done with me. Where would you look to improve today? How do you get better today?
Well, you know, I think, for Friday, obviously, I'll have my whatever workouts I have to do today. But a big thing for me since coming to the league, I think that's helped me a lot, is just working on a lot of mobility work, you know, just making sure that I'm getting my hips looser, my ankles more mobile, to be able to, that's what ultimately is allowing me to stay healthy, you know, because you are put in such awkward positions on the field. And on top of that, just building the strength, because a lot of the time people want to build up the strength, but then they don't have the mobility. And so that's where the injuries happen. So just focusing on all areas, obviously diet, nutrition, sleep are huge things that I've tried to dial into my routine. But, you know, it's all about the details, just the little things that you can do every single day that compound over time and result in big dividends.
I hear exactly what you're saying. He's an all-pro. He's a pro bowler coming off an enormous season. Fred Warner of the 49ers joining us once again. Fred, great to have you on. Love the message. I love the energy, and it's great talking to you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jim. Always a pleasure.
You too, Fred. Much respect. It's a great player. A great player who is still ascending. An all-pro, a pro bowler, 125 tackles, 7 quarterback hits, a couple of INTs, and he's still getting better. All right, so my thanks to Fred and the 49ers. We'll take a timeout.